What are you up to?
I'm coming your way. Let's start sample.
Okay.
I'll be doing it.
Houston, how long are you going to let us stay out?
Houston, go ahead.
Okay, how long are you going to let us stay out?
Pete, you'll be extended 30 minutes, so you're out for a total of 4 hours. And it looks as though you're... Okay, you've got about 1 hour left. And it looks as though we're going to have to close off pretty much with the nominal plan and stand by. We have some words on the traverse back.
Okay. Standing over at the head crater. Why don't we start picking up some rocks? Yeah, we're waiting. Yep. Can I get a picture of that?
Sure do.
Make it a setup. Right. Okay. There you go. Okay. Drive her up, Pete.
Pete Nail, two things we'd like you to do on the traverse on the way back. One is to get samples and some documentation of those mounds. And secondly, if you can get over to the 1,000-foot crater, which is northwest of the LSEP, and get samples and documentation of that samples from there.
1,000-foot crater. Suppose that's where we are? That's over there. Don't leave the head crater, do you? Let's get some of this mound down. Okay.
Negative. Well, if you're a head crater now, we'll give you a radar vector. Stand by.
You've already got the pictures of this thing.
Yeah, at 15 feet.
I'm just taking it close up.
Okay, go get it up.
Get the black rock here.
Okay, wait, we need to be close. Wait.
All right. I got it.
I'll get a picture in.
Okay.
For that one?
Yes.
There you go.
Pete Houston, the crater which we speak of is... Pete, the crater which we speak of is about 300 feet northwest of head crater.
Oh, I see it. You mean the great big one over here?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Yeah, we can go over there.
Go over there. Yeah,
that's good. Wait.
Pete Nail, we'll be... talking with Yankee Clipper, giving him a maneuver pad for about the next 5 minutes.
Very good. Let me see if I can get some of that on, Pete, with this. It's not too hard.
Yankee Clipper,
by the way, you could work 6 or 7 hours here. It would bother you a bit.
We have the relay out, and we're ready to give you the maneuver pad.
Try to knock some of that off.
I get
the feeling that when that crater was made, it just threw out a big blob of dirt just before it landed.
Yeah.
Man, it ain't gonna break. Man, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to find this is that micro glitch. I didn't get any took it real care. There you go. Look at the picture.
Pete Nail, Houston.
That'd be a good. Go ahead.
We're trying to get a maneuver pad up to Clipper, and he's having a hard time copying it with your talking in the background. Could we have some silence for about 5 minutes while we get that pad up?
5 minutes, get that pad.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back with you.
Clipper, Houston, are you ready to copy?
No, ma'am.
Lunar Orbit, plane change 1, STS, GNN, 36733, minus 073, plus 051, 119er, 471254, minus 00115, plus 03496, minus all zip, roll, fix, and yaw, all zeros. H sub A, 00625, plus 00573, 03497, 018, 03371, 05, 0026, 187. And that's Draco Beta, down 007, right 46. The remainder is NA. Cirrus and Rigel. Roll, pitch, and yaw 047-263-055. The yellowage is 2 jets. For 15 seconds. Read back.
Now we're back with you.
Okay, Roger, Roger. We're almost over to the 1,000-foot crater.
Roger.
Got about another 200 feet to go. You can see these linear patterns quite frequently on the surface, Houston. They generally run from the north to the south. And they're just little lines, they're all pretty good. Sometimes you can see a large area. We're in an area right now, it looks like it had a freshet that not too long ago. Let me take a picture of this one, Pete. This is, hey, I got some neat ones right here. Okay. Looks like a secondary impact crater that occurred recently. Yeah, that's all I do, don't they? Hey, dude, this looks like fresh, doesn't have that old look like all the rest is. Come on, there's some of the glass on the bottom of there.
Roger, Pete Nail, we copy that. We show you're 3 hours and 7 minutes into it, into the EVA. And we'd like you back to the LEM to start the closeout in 10 minutes. That's at 3 plus 1, 7.
Okay, holy Christmas, we're going to have to smoke there, Houston.
That's affirmative.
Yeah, we're almost to the crater. Okay, well, you're not getting very many rocks by going this far, but that's what you want. That's what you want. Run, baby. And then when we start picking up, let's try to get a larger space.
Hey, look at this. Looks like a brand spanking fresh impact crater. Look at that.
Little fella.
Huh?
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's get some rocks right here.
Here's some.
Let me get some pictures first.
Get some pictures of that crater, and I'll get some over there. I get this one right here.
Okay.
But why these look so fresh? It must be just the difference in material.
Well, it sure does look fresh, doesn't it?
Another rock for you.
Okay.
Listen, we need to find a grave for it too, you know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of room.
Made it dim on this rock. Whoops, wait a minute, I dropped it.
Hold it, move on a little bit.
Move on.
Move forward.
Don't like hustling.
Lousy job. Let's go.
Okay.
You can get right to the edge of this crater and photograph it, get a pan in it, and we're ready to come back this way.
Look at that, that crater's spectacular, isn't it?
Wow, monster.
Look at that rock, man. I'd like to
go over there.
Just some of this bedrock here.
Well, we may want to go back there tomorrow, but we can't go any further.
Then we get back in 10 minutes.
Oh,
hey, there's that rock right down here a little ways.
Where?
It's right down the hill.
You're right.
About 50 yards.
There I go.
Hey, good show.
You're right.
But man, it's thirsty.
Yeah, just a minute. I'm going to get in here.
You got to go to intermediate cooling.
Okay.
Better run just so far. I've been.
Yeah, look at that. Don't they look like them?
Looking in the zero phase. Look at those.
Yeah,
fresh little
gyro dudes.
Now, wait a minute.
I want to go ahead and
pan. We're going to get to 74.
Okay. 74.
That yeah. Has two
step eight,
right?
50, and you're looking.
Yeah, so you ought to have 8 over there, 11 right there, and 8 over there.
1, 2, 8.
You can better believe it, 5.
Now let me go back to F-11.
Yeah.
At the slope to get back to that limb, we're a long way.
But there we are.
Make it through straight.
You got it.
I just get over this. Rock there,
looks
like.
Wait a minute. Okay, now let me go over here and give him a stereo of this baby.
Okay?
Let me just leap over here a ways.
Houston, we're looking down at this little crater now, and it looks rather old.
We're going to take some bedrock out of it, I think, right?
It looks like there's some big boulders that are resting inside the rim, not on the rim like we see on a large crater that's further to the west by another 1,000 feet. We don't see any outcroppings or rocks either that, you know, that we can look down and say, well, from the top of the rim down to about 20 feet or something, then we come to the underlying rock. But there is this rock that's very large and aren't spread around. We're going to try to collect some of the samples.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Roger, Al, we suggest you hustle. We show your 3 hours and 11 minutes. And we'd like you back there around 17, 6 more minutes.
He's picking up a couple right now. We're on the way back. Just a minute. All right, there's a big block over there.
Got it?
I can't get it with the current.
Overhead, I'll pick it up.
Roger, Pete and Al, we copy. We suggest you start smoking on back there. You're 313, and I'd like you back there in 4 minutes.
Okay, we're on our way. Let's go, Al.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
What? Huh?
It's interesting you didn't bark. I was looking at that rock picture on the top of the hill there. Pete, my distance here because there's nothing, but all the same. I forgot it. Must have been 1,200, 1,300 feet, huh? At least you can travel a lot further than that, you know what? You can only make a long traverse. You got a good long-term OPF. What do you figure out my strides are? 10 feet? No, I'd say your each foot only goes about, when you're running normal, I'd say you can go about 3 or 4 feet, but you can just go indefinitely at this pace.
Yeah.
You'll get tired. Maybe you land flat-footed, then you just push out your toes and let you go. Fun.
Yeah.
So we got that Al set, bud.
Listen, when I get this rock box, I get some more rocks. Service all around, we didn't get any rocks.
Roger, Pete, we copy.
Sure, I'm having this run all the way.
The way?
Yeah.
East over this way a little.
Which way?
Over towards your left?
What do you want to do?
I thought there were a couple of good rocks over there.
Where?
We're about halfway. Why don't we grab a couple of rocks here?
All right, here's one right here, okay?
Let me get a photograph of it.
Hurry.
Right away.
Coming.
Okay, there's a good one. Wait a minute. Eight. Step in and take a picture.
Got it?
Got it. There you go.
Here's one.
Now we're picking up your heavy footprints going by the seismometer.
That's great. You see? Yeah. Let's get one last shot of this thing. Keep it left. I gotta get going on the rock box.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go.
They hit you once more.
Roger, Pete, recopy.
Look out. Oh, there's a big rock.
Half.
Look at that.
Sort of.
Never saw one like that before. Look at that.
Okay.
That green?
What is it?
You see it?
No, it was burning at me. That's why I stopped.
Sure.
That would have burned rock bag.
It's still
in there.
Look at you.
LMP laying on the lunar surface. Hey, what's that glass? Look at that. Son of a gun. The guy has that. Look at that. A pure bead of glass. See that? That's good. Oh, come on. Hold my hand. Okay.
With the core tube, Al, we'll have some instructions for you with the TV.
Thank you.
Okay, that's set of pans, Pete.
Okay, one rock side's open.
Okay, one more set to go.
Okay.
I've got this bag of rocks on me here. We'll bring them to you in a minute.
Having trouble here with rock box holders.
Okay. Got a little trouble, I just have to with it.
Yeah, this rock box keeps wanting to go up in the air.
Here's your cord tube right here.